This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll free number 1-800-259-9231. CAI toll free line 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And again, the number 800-259-9231. Last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we started talking about seven reasons not to send your kids to college by James Altucher from dailyfinance.com. And he's pointing out that basically this whole thing is a scam. Maybe at one time it was worthwhile, and maybe for some people it still is. But for a lot of kids, for a lot of young people, shouldn't call them kids. For a lot of young adults, college is a waste. It's something that they pour money into, or mom and dad pours money into. And if it's the young person that pours money into it, it's usually not their money. Usually they had to get it loaned to them, which means that they've then got debt hanging over their head after they get out of the 4 years or however many years it ends up being. And so he's talking about here, one of the points he's making is that the difference between an income, lifetime income, between a college graduate and non-college graduate over a 45-year career is approximately $800,000. And he points out that if you put in $200,000 into just a 3% bond and put that in for 49 years, then you'll get $851,000 out of it. So you'd make up the difference right there. Of course, not everybody's in to the amount of $200,000. But then again, not everybody makes the $800,000 mark if they've got that. They don't make that $800,000 differential if they've got the college degree, because that $800,000 includes the super earners. It's an average, from what I understand. So it includes the super earners, like the doctors, lawyers and the doctors. Yeah. So what happens if you take those people out? I would like to find that out. I don't know if anyone's crunched those numbers, but if you've just got a four-year degree, what is the lifetime differential between the average person with a four-year college degree and the average non-degreed person? That's what I would like to know. And you also pointed out, Mark, that one of the reasons why college people make more is also because they're just more motivated on average than perhaps the regular people that don't go to college. And it's motivation. It's the inspiration to get out there and show up and do and create and innovate that is what is rewarded. So we continue here with the seven reasons not to send your kids to college. Number five, if smart, motivated, ambitious kids, the types of kids who get the most out of college, avoided college, I'm sure the differential would be a lot less than $800,000 and may even be negative, i.e. they would make more if they avoided college and just started going into the business world earlier. Number six, the average debt burden of a college graduate is $23,000. That's up from $13,000 just 10 years ago. Students with professional degrees can see their debt burden go higher than $200,000. Total student borrowing has topped $75 billion. It's too much for young adults just starting their careers. Number seven.
I don't see how you could argue that. I mean, you know, it makes perfectly good sense. It's one thing if you're going in for just a degree in something that you know you want to do, doctor, lawyer, engineer, things like that. It's another thing entirely if you're just going because you think that college is the right thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things he doesn't get into here is what that debt is like. He doesn't get into the details of what it's like for a college graduate who has to start making those debt payments shortly after they graduate from college. Now they're out into the world. Now mommy and daddy aren't taking care of them. They're not living on in a dorm anymore. They are actually having to pay rent. They're having to pay off this college debt on top of that, and whatever other debts they might have racked up, because who knows what they've done with their credit cards in that 4 year time span as well. So life gets pretty difficult when you've got this debt hanging over your head that in many cases might have been entirely unnecessary. And when we've read stories about young people and the college debt they have and the burden that it is on a monthly basis, in many cases, they can't make those payments.
They just can't do it.
Right.
They're just not earning enough because they've gone out
too early.
They've gone out into the working world and found that their degree in underwater basket weaving or whatever it is that they got sold there at the broadcasting degree that they got sold mm-hmm. at the college just isn't worth anything.
Yeah, they're working as a waiter or something like that.
And they can't make it on that. They just can't make those payments on that.
And, of course, you can't bankruptcy a college loan. That stuff sticks with you for your entire life.
Sure, because it's government. government back. They don't want to. They don't mind if the average lender gets screwed, but they don't want themselves to.
So number seven, alternatives to spending $200,000 per kid, so they can waste 4 years of their lives. He suggests that you give them $20,000 to start 1 to 5 businesses. Now, most businesses fail, but that's okay. The education from the process lasts a lifetime, and the network you build when you start a business will lead to many future jobs and possibilities. Also, he says, suggests maybe travel the world. That would be an education that pays many dividends and is much cheaper. Your kids can then go to college with a much more mature view of the world. Work.
You could do a lot cheaper. You could travel America. I did it on $2,000. I'll grant you. That was 1998, mm-hmm. and it was the lowest gas prices America had seen.
Wasn't it like 99 cents when you went out?
It was 89 cents in Union, South Carolina, when I went through. That was the lowest, or 87. That was the lowest I saw on the trip. I actually took a picture of it. But you could expect to, you know, pay $1.20 tops.
Work. They won't get the best jobs, but they can make money, network, and get a hands-on education, learn the value of money, and go to college in their 20s when they can afford it and make every dollar worth it. Plus, your kids will have a more clear idea of what they want to do in the world. Now, I think that one's a really good suggestion. If you feel like you still need to go to college for some reason, if you get into the job market, if you get into the marketplace, you find some sort of workplace that you enjoy, kind of job that that you at least enjoy enough to do it and be content with that, that gets you connections, that gets you experience, gets you the ability to develop a skill or multiple skills, and you get paid to learn. So while you're on, when you're on the job, they're paying you to train, they're paying you to learn their techniques and the things that they do to learn those skills. And so that could lead you to who knows how many doors opening and windows of opportunity opening for you, just getting out there and working. So a lot of these young people that are spending 4 years and spending money in college could have been working those 4 years and earning money though for those 4 years, and then using that money for whatever purpose, maybe to actually go to college. Think about the maturity that happens as well in that that time frame. Because I can tell you that I changed a lot between age 18 and the several years after that. I've changed a lot since 25 to now. I'm 30 at this point. But just think about the increase of maturity that you would have if you skipped over that that college portion. Because like you were saying, Mark, a lot of kids go into college to party. You know, they want to find party school. And if you're out working instead, and this is what I was doing in high school, is I was working. While most of my friends, the people, or at least my compatriots, the age range that I was in, were partying every weekend. And I graduated from high school with $10,000 in the bank as a result of me working instead of partying. And so if you're...
There's not too many high school students that do that.
No, and if you're doing the same thing in college, where if you're working and you're developing skills and you're developing your ability to interact in the workplace and network and all that... Then you get out 4 years. Let's say 4 years later. You know, you're 23, 24, or something like that. I guess you know 18. So maybe you know half of the way through your 20s, you're probably going to be a little bit more mature at that point than you were at age, say, 18 or 19. And if you then decide that you now know why you want to go to college, whereas before it was because they told you to.
Yeah.
When you were 18, they told you you needed to go, but you decided, no, I can do better on my own. You go through a few years of working, you start to discover yourself, because a lot of people at age 18 don't really know what they want. And college. College kids change their majors. They're notorious for changing their majors multiple times, which means they pretty much were spinning their wheels and wasting their money or their parents' money while they were still trying to figure out what they wanted to do with their lives while they were sitting in college. That's a real expensive way to figure out what you want to do with your life.
Indeed. You can go out into the marketplace and do that, you know, work, and then you'll figure it out at the same time. You'll figure something out. You know,
but then you get back into college after, let's say you've been working, you're now in your mid-20s or your mid to late 20s, and you figured out what you want to do. Well, then when you go back into college, you've got a sense of purpose. You've got a reason for going. You've got a mission that you're on. And you're not going to F around, I wouldn't think, I would hope you wouldn't, F around and party every night if you're 25 in college versus being 18 in college. Right?
The biggest concern of college students is, does the weekend actually start on Thursday or Wednesday? I mean, that's how these kids think, I'm afraid.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. A few more suggestions to alternatives to college coming up in your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org to
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free. So enjoy those again on us at freetalklive.com, features including stuff like our news updates. Get updates via your email box or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Choose with the ones, the delivery method that works best for you over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
So what's the reason that you don't bother writing your Congress critter on important issues that are important to you? you've always been told when you were growing up to do such a thing? Is it because you know in your heart that it's pointless? It doesn't have to be that way. Your voice can be raised with that of tens of thousands of others. Just go to downsizedc.org and sign up now for their downsizer dispatch. They will send you a downsizer dispatch a few times a week on important issues, and your voice can be heard with tens of thousands of other people right through the Congress Critters website. So it, it's not going to be just tossed away as spam. It's coming through their website, downsizedc.org. I'm signed up for it, Ian.
Yes, long time.
Yep, and I think it's a great organization, downsizedc.org.
We continue with your calls here. In just a moment, I just want to finish up some thoughts here from dailyfinance.com, and there are 7 reasons not to send your kids to college. They're talking about some of the alternatives that you might want to suggest to them besides throwing away $200,000. Volunteer. Let them see a side of life that is harder and where they can add value. An education like that is invaluable. Or do nothing but read. Get the benefits of a college education without paying the $200,000. I'd be happy to support a child that wants to homeschool a college education. In fact, now you can get all kinds of wonderful information from the internet.
Right.
Some colleges are even putting their curriculums online. So if you wanted to, you could just go and self-study all this stuff. Really, what good does it do to sit in a classroom and listen to a lecture? I don't know about you, but I can't stand that kind of
learning. Now more than ever, a degree really is just a piece of paper. I mean, it. When you're talking about being able to go online and get any information that you want to get, you can do that. You can study. I do. I study all kinds of information. I want to know about history and economics, and I'll study these things.
All right, so let's go to your phone calls. Dave is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave, New Hampshire, going once. Dave in New Hampshire, going twice. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
You're on the air.
How you doing?
What's on your mind, Dave?
Well, I got to disagree with you guys. I think that a college education is very worth it. I think it shows a sense of accomplishment. It shows that someone can get through something. And, you know, you can tell someone that you have read all this stuff, you have all this knowledge, but if you don't have a degree, how do they know that you actually did? If you go to apply for a job and you say, well, you know, I spent 2 years.
How do they know you didn't cheat on the tests to get your degree?
Well, obviously they don't know. You can't tell if someone's a cheater or not by talking to someone, but you can tell whether or not they passed their classes. And
well, there are other ways to accomplish things in life. You don't have to go to college to get a feeling of accomplishment. There are plenty of different things that people can do to feel accomplished without having to lay out a bunch of cash.
Well, if you don't want to spend the money, if you don't think that it's worth it, then don't do it. But I'm just saying that I think it's worth it. My daughter goes to college right now, and it's a very expensive college, and I think it's totally worth it.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah, but do you feel that way?
But do you understand how you might be invested in that? I mean, you know, that maybe your mind's been changed because you've got so much money behind it?
I mean, I have so much money behind it? What do you mean?
Well, you're spending a lot of money to send your daughter to college, right? Is that what you said?
Well, she's got grants and loans and all sorts of stuff, yeah.
I'm spending
some of the money, and she's gonna owe the bulk of it, but... you know, she got scholarships, grants. She worked really hard to get where she is.
What is she going to college for? What's the degree?
She's got a couple different things that she wants to study. Anthropology is one. The chances of her having a great job coming out of college probably aren't that great. But it's just a better, more formal education than you're going to get, you know, reading books.
Well, that's what they would have you believe. Yeah, that's certainly what the college folks would have their clients believe. And I don't disagree that college is right for some people. I think it absolutely is, depending on the kind of field that you're looking to get into. But wouldn't you agree, Dave, that there are a lot of young people who end up with a 4-year degree in something and they never end up using it for anything?
No, I wouldn't say that they never end up using it for anything. I would say that they don't necessarily follow up on the degree that they, you know, in a business or whatever, in the degree that they got their degree in. But one of the things you learn in college is how to learn. And some people are fine doing that on their own. That's great.
So you're saying that high school doesn't teach people how to learn? Because I think you're right.
Not to the degree that college does. And high school is high school, and college is college. And in college, you're on your own. And no one's going to sit there and tell you that you have to do this, you have to do that. Your parents aren't with you anymore. And it's a much bigger learning experience than...
What are you going to do if in her junior year you find out that your daughter is going to need another year or two to finish college? Because the numbers here are 60% of four-year students take longer than 4 years to complete their degrees. And then you're going to be responsible to some extent for paying some of that, right?
It's her education, not mine. I'd be more than happy to help her out as much as I can. But she's the one that's got the loans. The loans aren't in my name. I help her pay things like that, but if she comes out of college and she's got a $200,000 debt, which she won't, the college is going to cost more than that, but she's got, like I said, grants and scholarships and that sort of thing,
Don't you worry about your daughter having a $200,000 debt, though? I mean, like,
well,
that
won't be that much.
What's
it
that?
Won't be that much.
Is it going to be $100,000?
No, not even close. Like I said, she got a lot of scholarships. She's a smart
That's
kid.
Great. I want her to get scholarships, dude. I recommend people that have scholarships go to college. I'm deathly concerned of a kid coming out of school with the equivalent of a mortgage when essentially they're, I've got a friend who's got an anthropology degree. You know what he's doing? He's going door to door and arranging people's garages for them. He's doing excavation in people's garages, you know? And I'm sorry.
Anthropologists don't excavate things.
Well, if you don't want to get a college education, don't get one.
I'm telling
the fact that people have college educations.
Sure.
It's a good thing.
I say that people should get...
The majority of people who have college educations earn far more than people who don't have college educations.
And the people that had college educations have bigger debts.
That's not to say that everyone who doesn't have a college education can't get a great job or lead a company or things like that, but it's an accomplishment. It's a feather to stick in your hat, in your cap.
But having college isn't going to make you more likely to own a successful business. Successful business people that have that personality are the ones that are going to have businesses.
College teaches people to plug into the system, not to be entrepreneurs and strike out on their own. But I thank you, Dave, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I wish I could take my time back that I spent in college. It was a waste of time for me. Luckily, I only went through 2 years of it. More coming up. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
If you've used the drug Reglan or Generiform metoclopramide, please listen carefully. Reglan has been shown to cause serious neurological side effects, consisting of involuntary movements of the face, limbs, and other body parts. If you or a loved one has suffered this condition, call the New York and New Jersey law firm of Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-DRUG for a free consultation. Call 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-3784. If you've taken the contraceptive Yaz or Yasmin, please listen carefully. These drugs have been found to cause blood clots in the body and gallbladder disease. If you or a loved one has suffered these side effects, contact the New York and New Jersey firm of Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-DRUG immediately for free consultation. Call 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-3784. Again, call Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-3784.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, no worries. Just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website going back for the last week. And if you click into the archive section, you can go all the way back to 2006. It's all free for you at freetalklive.com. The point of this discussion about college isn't to attack people who have gotten college degrees. Look, if you've gotten a college degree...
Yeah, if it sounds that way, then we're failing at what we're doing here.
If you've gotten a college degree and you feel it was worthwhile, great. I'm glad it was worthwhile to you. It's just that more and more people are saying that it wasn't. More and more people are deciding that they would have been better off without that debt load.
And I'd like to point out, I don't think that the individual is, in fact, the best person to decide what's worthwhile for them or not. I mean, that's not looking at something scientifically. I agree with you, Ian. I wish I had the dollars that I spent on my my college education back, because it's been of no use to me. However, I think that a person who did get a college, I knew somebody who ran a successful magazine that had a degree that was completely unrelated that she said that she found valuable. Well, no wonder. She invested 4 years and tens of thousands of dollars in it. If she were to say that she should have just come up with an idea and open a business and save that kind of time and money, then she'd have been silly, right? That would have been foolish.
Mm-hmm.
But and I'm not trying to call anybody a fool here. I'm just saying that the system, the way that we educate our kids, is you gotta go to college. And what I see from college kids, having gone there, having lived in a college town, is a lot of wayward Nimrods puking in the front yard. I'm sorry. That's what I get to see. And I just don't think these kids are getting much in the way of education when most of their time seems to be spent on partying. And it's those kids I'm talking to right now, and the parents of those kids. If your daughter wants to be an anthropologist and she's got scholarships to be an anthropologist, and in fact you see at the end of 4 years she's got her degree in anthropology, then hoorah, you did the right thing by sending her to college. However, if your kid goes in, I'm not exactly sure what I want to do. I'm going to figure that out. And then they go from, degree to degree to degree. Here's some warning degrees. Sociology, psychology, philosophy, communications, liberal arts. Like, these are warning signs that you don't belong in college. I'm not saying everybody who's ever gotten these degrees didn't belong in college. I'm saying they're warning signs.
Oh, by the way, Mark, anthropology is the study of humanity. So when you hear anthropology, it sounds like somebody's getting out fossils and dusting them off, but that's not...
Maybe my friend was an archaeologist. He got his degree in archaeology instead, but It's my understanding these people work closely together. I'll have to ask him.
Anthropology has origins in the natural sciences, humanities, and the social sciences. Anthropology's basic concerns are what defines Homo sapiens, who are the ancestors of modern Homo sapiens, what are humans' physical traits, how do humans behave, why are there variations and differences among different groups of humans, how has the I suppose there could be some level of they are digging into the past. How has the evolutionary past of Homo sapiens influenced its social organization and culture and so forth? I know a young lady who I think got a degree in anthropology, and she is now the manager of a
archaeology is a subset of anthropology at the university he graduated from, which was Texas Tech.
Okay.
Now, I still haven't so it's my understanding that he got an archaeology degree, which is therefore an anthropology.
Anyway, I know a nice young lady who has one of these anthropology degrees, and she is working as a manager at a local servicing establishment, and she makes jewelry. So, I don't know how well that degree has done for her. I don't know if she's got any debt. I hope she doesn't, because, boy, it would really suck to have a useless degree and a load of debt on top. Not quite as bad to have parents throw a bunch of money at a useless degree.
It's fun.
Then you've just wasted 4 years of your life partying.
Yeah, it's fun to learn these things. I love learning history, but I can just do it and self-direct so much better.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls. Cliff, I believe, is with us in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cliff.
Cliff? Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm glad you guys are talking about this subject, because I kind of agree with you as far as I find degrees, for the most part, pointless. I went to UM for a few years, and I was trying to get a degree in business administration. And basically, I thought it was a waste of my time. But something happened to me recently, and by recently, I mean today, where I went to a job interview, and everything went well. And as far as I can tell, I nailed it. But one of the requirements for the position is a bachelor's degree.
It certainly happens, especially when you're talking about larger companies and things like this, that they've kind of got this paleological kind of holdover from back in the day when you needed degrees to learn things. But, I think that the smaller and the more nimble the company, the less likely they are to require these things, and they just want you to have the knowledge.
Yeah, well, one of the good things is I think that they can substitute experience for the degree. So it's not, it all depends. Uh-huh. Right now, it's basically a market where, they have so many people applying for these jobs. So
sure.
You may take a look at two people with similar experience. Hey, this guy has a degree, therefore he's in. So that's one of the things where, it can give you an edge.
Right, and that does exist out there, and I think a lot of it probably exists because people who have been to college want to be exclusive to people who are kind of in the same club. I bet you that the person who created that rule was somebody who went to college. So, we just need to set the bar up here, and I agree with what Mark says, is it's the corporations out there, they have these rules that are probably don't change very often, and it probably would be in their best interest to look at all of the applicants. And as you're saying, there are other options with which you could get in, but it sounds to me like a kind of a good old boys club. Like, we've got our college degrees, so we're going to keep everybody else out that doesn't have one. I think that's unfortunate.
Yeah, sure is. But I'm hoping that, they'll take a look at the experience, and that'll be, they'll find that to be more valuable than the actual degree itself. So that's where I stand right now.
Very good, Cliff. Do you still have college debt that you're paying off?
Actually, no. I'm all paid up because for the most part, I didn't have to get very many loans. I think I had like 2,000 in loans. So
That's not bad.
If you can go to college with 2,000 in loans, go.
You should, yeah. Hey, thanks, Cliff, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Luther in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Luther.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, college. Actually, I went to college briefly for anthropology.
Oh, okay.
And archaeology is one of the four main subsets of anthropology. Archaeology, just to kind of get that out there, there's archaeology, cultural anthropology, physical anthropology and linguistics are the four main categories.
Got it. So why did you stop?
Anyway, what's that?
Why did you stop?
Because I didn't want to be the manager of a food service place.
What made you realize that?
Well, I figured it was either that or I'd become a teacher, which I didn't want to do. I mean, why would I? I had been to school my entire life thus far and hated it, and I was going to school again so that I could work in a school. And it just didn't make much sense to me. Since I've gotten out, I've discovered more, a greater lust for learning, I guess you could say. Like, I just want to learn more stuff, and I'm trying stuff out here in New Hampshire. Like, I want to save up to get a welder eventually. I've been doing machinery. I'm trying acting. I'm teaching myself new musical instruments. I mean, I'm more motivated to do this stuff than I was when it was kind of required, like doing homework and stuff. And I still like to read about anthropology, like Mark said with history, you know. I'll still learn about it that way, and it's much, much cheaper.
Well, would you say then that you would agree that the suggestion earlier for a young person who's just getting out of high school to actually go to work is a good idea? That way they can be focusing more on creating skills and networking and all that and move past the partying stage that they would normally experience in college to sort of find themselves. And then later on, once they find a love, if they didn't have it, like I certainly didn't when I was in school, the love for learning, to develop that over time. And then once they know exactly what they want, maybe then they would decide that going to college would be useful.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea. Actually, there's something going on with the informal university that's going to start. I think that's in Manchester or Concord, I forget. And where you just go and learn about stuff that you're interested in, and they'll have people there teaching certain types of classes, like I believe Stephanie Murphy's teaching one on personal communication, like one-on-one people-person skills, and somebody else suggested like a basic electrical class for like basic electricity.
People sharing skills, it's very useful. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At sparkleauto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com or call toll free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top of the line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we would invite you to become an amplifier. Do it for as little as $3 a month. We will take your money in and reinvest it into the program. $3 a month buys you, you know, a hamburger or something like that. It's not a lot, but it makes a difference for us because a bunch of people giving $3 a month means we can have quite the promotional budget to spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options available as well. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Get all the details, get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com.
From coast to coast, the increasingly militarized American police state has grown out of control. Peace officers become law enforcement officers. It's an epidemic of police brutality and, in some cases, murder across our society. The answer? Film the cops. Put it on YouTube. A critical mass of police brutality videos is being assembled online, and a change is going to come. Check out freedomcam.net. They offer discreet video cameras to help you avoid confiscation while you video. They have a summer sale on spy video cameras going on right now at freedomcam.net.
All right, so we continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. I don't know if Jay is still there. Let's try Jay in Indiana. Jay, are you with us? I don't know if he lost his call. I think we might have lost his call. Jay going once, Jay going twice.
Yep, I'm here.
He's there, Jay. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, so I'm going to change the subject a bit, but I will come back to college.
You can bring up anything, so go ahead.
All right, I know. So first of all, I want to give you an update on a call I made to you guys about 5 years ago.
Oh, heavens.
At that point, I described, I used the name Windquake at that point. I described a story where my daughter was ill, and I went out to a store to get her some medicine. And
yeah, that's right. I remember this.
Yeah, due to the drug laws, you have to fill out some forms and all this, and due to the time it was, the pharmacy was closed and the front desk was closed, and they told me to come back in the morning.
Right, so you would have been able to get the pseudoephedrine-based medicine that you were looking for had it not been put behind the counter by some piece of legislation. It would have been, you know, 3 in the morning or whatever time you went when the pharmacy was closed. You would have been able to just snatch a box off the shelf had it been, you know, 10 years ago, but then they passed this legislation that requires that you give up driver's license info, photo ID, etc., and just to get your hands on some cold medicine. It was pretty upsetting for you.
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, if I don't know if you recall this or not, but that was the thing that kind of pushed me over the edge towards liberty. So in a way, I guess it was a good thing. But anyway, so the update, my wife and I were recently traveling away from the city of Indianapolis, and we were outside of the bounds of Indianapolis, and one of our daughters was, again, feeling ill. And we decided to stop to pick up some medicine, and she went for the Sudafed, my wife did, and she went up to the counter. They were open. It was a Walmart at this point. And I don't know if it's a Walmart policy or a state law or anything, but when she went up to buy it, They asked her for the zip code. She gave them our zip code, and they told her that we couldn't purchase it because we weren't within their acceptable servicing zip codes.
What?
Yeah. So that really made my wife extremely angry, which I was kind of happy about because she tends to not quite swing the Liberty direction all the time. So.
Well, unfortunately, your daughters have to suffer because of all these learning experiences.
Yeah, we were, luckily we weren't too far away, and we ended up coming back a few hours later and got her the medicine that she needed because we had some at home. It was just traveling. So my thought is they must be doing this to try to prevent people from purchasing large amounts at separate stores around.
Right, going from store to store to store. Sure, sure.
So there you go. A little update. I don't know if that was in place the whole time or something new, but that was a nasty little surprise a little while ago.
You know, obviously not everybody who gets pseudoephedrine, because, I mean, I'll take it sometimes when I'm ill. I tend to be careful with it. I'm sensitive to drugs in general, but you know, not everybody who takes it is just sort of your over-the-counter kind of person. Some people have some real issues where they need to be able to get this over-the-counter drug, and this is what works best for them. And it can actually be situations where it's life-threatening.
Right. Yeah, and I know you guys have read stories before where people have needed, their doctor has told them to take a certain amount, but that amount violates the drug laws. And, you know, they're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place because of the data mining and whatnot.
Right. It's just so crazy. I mean, the whole idea that these laws preventing people from getting their hands on Sudafed-based or Sudafedrin-based products like Sudafed are somehow going to put a stop to methamphetamine manufacture. It's just, they're just living in a complete fantasy realm.
Right, right. So another thing, about a month ago or so, I'm a little behind on the podcast, you guys were talking about security officer somewhere who shot somebody on a subway platform. There's a bunch of witnesses.
Yeah, this was the BART, the Bay Area Rapid Transit cops down in San Francisco. They executed a man in full view of probably a couple hundred people and multiple video cameras.
Right.
While I think he was handcuffed at the time, they certainly had him under control. Yeah. It was multiple cops.
There was some conversations that went on for quite a while on the show through multiple nights, and someone, I want to say it was Luther, I may be incorrect about that, it could have been Puke, he talked about how police officers are trained to have their gun on their dominant hand, mm-hmm. and how this guy's excuse was that he meant to grab his taser, but he's trained, you know, to use his dominant hand, and so he ended up shooting the guy. And really, something bugged me about that, and I finally realized what that was, and that's the fact that why are they trained with their dominant hand to use the deadly weapon? Wasn't the taser the whole point, to use that to not kill people? And why isn't that their first option?
All good questions, and maybe
I found that very interesting.
Maybe a cop can answer them.
You know, I can see the personality type, and I can see that the reason that somebody would do, say, some quick draws in the mirror every night, you know, so they're good at it and everything. I can see building neuromuscular pathways to the gun. I mean, if you've, you know, which one's more macho, the gun or the taser? I can see why they would do that. You know, obviously it was a tragic circumstance, but I tend to think you're supposed to give them some level of doubt, right? What's the criminal thing that it's beyond a reasonable doubt? And I can come up with the reasonable doubt that this guy pulled his gun instead of his taser, and I can see why they would practice that and that kind of thing. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying like I get it, kind of.
Right, I do too. I just found it very telling that they're training to pull the gun first. When the taser first came out, the whole point was it was supposed to replace the gun when it came to drawing first.
I thought it was to replace the billy club. And, you don't see cops carrying those things around anymore. And the taser is meant to be a more humane way. People died from billy clubs, too.
Sure.
It's just that the problem with it is it's easy. It's easy to whip out the taser and to zap somebody with it rather than pulling out the gun or the billy club or whatever.
Jay, any other thoughts?
Well, yeah, I was going to talk about airport security, but we'll save that for another day. Just to wrap up, I attended 3 years of college. It pretty much was a waste of time. This was years and years ago. It's been over 15 years since I've been out of college. I never got a degree, and it may have hampered me a bit, especially when I was younger, but over the last 5-10 years or so, it really doesn't matter. It's all work experience, really.
Yeah.
And that's how I got where I am now, and I've been very successful, especially in the last three or four years. So.
Excellent, sir. Nice to hear from you. Thank you for the
call
tonight. Appreciate it at 800-259-9231. It's always fun with people who call many, many moons ago. Call back in. 1-800-259-9231. To Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to just put an idea out. I haven't really heard anybody, I mean, maybe somebody has, but I haven't really heard anybody voice this idea. But if you think of a college education kind of as a commodity, you know, you're using it to sell yourself and things like that. What's happened over the years is more and more people have gotten these college degrees. Therefore, the supply is way up and the demand is way down. So a college degree is not worth much of what it was when only a few people were getting them.
So you're saying the market is kind of diluted with too many degree holders?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, it used to be that if you were a high school graduate, I mean, you know, 100 years ago or so, if you were a high school graduate, you were highly educated.
And well, sure. 100 years ago, when you look at those tests online from sixth graders 100 years ago, you're like, well, I can't answer those questions.
I'd like to put the average college kid up against one of those sixth grade tests.
Right, and that was going to be, you know, kind of like my next point, was that when that was happening and very few people, the kids coming out of high school were actually quite intelligent. And like you said, nowadays, somebody who earns a bachelor's degree, if you look at some of those tests, might have problems with some of them. I mean, I know I've got a master's degree, and I know I had problems with a few of those questions. I could answer most of them, but a few of them were really tough for me.
Thanks, Matt, for sharing that tonight. I appreciate hearing from you as always. Hour number three is on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. If we get a chance, we're going to share with you what one valedictorian had to say at her high school graduation about what her experience was like in high school, because college is certainly not the only education system that's messed up. 1-800-259-9231. Hour three next. Your calls about anything are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.